The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Reish Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Rav Kamed Daf Yud Beis Omen Aleph. The Gemara today discusses in our Daf and Omen Aleph the inyan of Avodim Kakakois or Avodim Kimetaltalim. There's a question if Avodim, being movable as they are they Mugdar in halacha? Do they have a halacha of karka because they're hukshul karkois? Because in the psukim, they're referred to in the same pasuk as karka, very close to karka, or because they're movable, do they have a din of a movable object? And this question plays itself out in tens and tens of halachas throughout Shas and the Poskim. Although this shaila is not such a pertinent shaila for today, where we don't have the institution of avdus, but there's some very important halachas that come out of the sugi over here, which we'd like to discuss. The Gemara brings down for Rab Nachman there. Rab Nachman said, "Anomas nisi yadana." Although there are many amiroim that hold of avodim ki karka domi, I have a mishnah that talks about Prusbul, and it says that it's not chal on avodim, and we know that Prusbul, when you write a Prusbul, it has to be written on a piece of karka, because that was the takona of Hillel, that if you have karka, it becomes more shriach, and that's why they were masakin in such a case. In any event, avodim do not have the din, and do not have the classification of karka when in regards to Prusbul. So Rav Nachman held that avodim kimetaltlin dam, it's like a movable object. Tosis asks, we find many places in Shas that it's referred to as karka. Avogav de bekama duchtim ashkechon kimekarkoi domi. Even though all over we find that avodim are like karka leinyinoino, there are two different types of isurim of aino. Aino, a person is not allowed to overcharge for an item when he charges. The pasuk says, and the poskim and the Gemara later on in Bava Metzia says that benegia karka there is no din of aino. Some say there is still a din of aino, but it has a different classification when in regards to movable objects. The amount that a person is not allowed to overcharge is 1/6 more of the going price. However, but karka, when it comes to real estate, a person is allowed to charge up, is not over the iser of a no, unless he charges up to 1/2 more than the value. In any event, in regards to a no, avodim are considered like karka. And in regards to shvua, we know that there's no shvua on a karka. The real estate is mimuyit from the pasuk of shvua, and a person who's chayav shvua on a karka does not have to pay. The marshal, if there's a din of moedim b'miktzas, a person says, you owe me 2 karkois, and I say, no, I only own you 1, he would not be chayiv the famous shvua of moedim b'miktzas. In that regard, avodim alai karka, so why b'negeya prosbul, why does Rav Nachman paskin over here that it has a din of a metaltlin? And Tosis goes on to explain that in any iser, and any mitzvah, and any inyan, that's a drabbonan deke inyan. Rav Nachman says his din that it's like movable objects. Anything that has to do with a rabbinic mitzvah or a rabbinic ordinance, on that Rav Nachman paskins that it's like movable objects. However, in a din that's a mitzvah, the araisa, there Rav Nachman agrees, like a no or shvua, there Rav Nachman agrees that avodim is like karka. Asks Tosfos, later on in today's Amud, we talk about the kinyan of a kinyan agav, and the Gemara brings a pasuk. Ma'itin lahem aviyam atonis rabbis lekesev lezov lemakdonais. We know that in order for somebody to, for one person to effectuate a kinyan, and for there to be a valid transfer of ownership in articles of interest, a valid method of acquisition must be performed, and one of those methods is a kinyan called kinyan agav, in which a person makes a valid kinyan on a piece of real estate, and through that valid kinyan on real estate, as a tuffle to the real estate, as a secondary item, a person could add on movable objects and they can, so to speak, go over together with the real estate. As the real estate transferred ownership, it can schlep along with it movable objects. So the Pasuk says, so now the question is, Avadim, which side of the spectrum is an Eved, is a slave? Is he like Karka, and therefore by being Koine, one Eved, a person could schlep along with that Eved other people, other movable objects, or is he like Metalton, in which he himself can be schlepped along? And the Gemara says that the Gemara wants the Paschal in Megeh this halacha, which we learn out of the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Vayitin Aviyam Matonis Rabbis, Lekes Elazov McDonald's, their father gave great gifts, great and grand gifts. Im Ari Mitzuris, how did he give them over? He gave them over with the cities of Yehuda, which implies that he made a kinyan that's called kinyan agav, that he gave over the cities, and through the cities he gave over the movable objects. Says Tosfos, It seems that in this case also Rav Nachman would say his halacha that avodim is like karka. Says Tosis, you're right, but the kinyan of agav is not a kinyan d'oraisa. Even though there's a pasuk brought down, says Tosis, the pasuk is merely an asmacht of a alma. It's just a smach and a reference to such a kinyan, but really the kinyan is a kinyan d'rabbanon. Now this question about the kinyan of agav, if it's derais derabbanan, plays itself out in quite a few instances, and we'll take one. I'm not sure if any of the listeners were ever present when the rav of the city sells the chametz of the entire city to a goy in Erev Pesach. I was growing up, my father was a rav, I used to go every year along with my father to see the kinyan, how all the rabbanim in the city, it was the city of Muncie, all the rabbanim get together and they come with their shul's pack of papers which represents the entire chametz in the city. There's 40, 50 rabbanim around a big table, and the custodian of the school would come in and all the rabbis would start talking to him and explaining things to him and trying to effectively give over the chametz in the very unique way that we sell the chametz. As we all know, it's only a kinyan that hopefully he will sell back to us at the end of Pesach. We have to make sure that the taka sells it back, and we have to make sure that he understands everything. And then when, at the end of this session, all the rabbanim come over to the custodian, and they start doing all different interesting and funny types of kinyanim with him. One rav would give him a beer hug, the other one would give an Eskimo kiss, the handkerchief up and down. And I remember as a little child wondering what is going on, what's the complication here, what's this fiasco. When I grew up, I learned the famous Tzoyis HaChoshin in Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalid in Choshin Mishvot that has an Arichas Nifla. He has a very, very long explanation as to how one can effectively transfer the ownership of the chametz to a goy. And I'll try to explain why it seems to be so complicated. When it comes to kinyanim, we reference the Gemara of Metzia daf Memzayinam and Beis. The pasuk says, Kisimku mimkar la amisecho ish ekonomi yad amisecho. When a person would like to sell an item to his friend, l'amisech, which refers to a yid, amisech is always a yid, or yishikonu miyad amisech, or he acquires from his fellow Jew, which seems to say that the kinyan is miyad liyad. There's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what that means. Rabbi Yochanan says that v'atorim mois koinois, really midoraisa. Midoraisa, a person acquires even movable objects with cash, with mois, with kesef. And why? And today we do not do that. Today we do not use such a kinyan. We use a kinyan called kinyan meshicha. And the reason is, says Rabbi Yochanan, if a person is going to meet his friend in the street, and he's going to say, I'd like to purchase your wheat, which is in the attic of your home, and here I'll give you the money for it, $100. So this, the seller goes home, and he still has the wheat in his home. He has the wheat, and he has the money. What would happen if a fire were to break out? So he would not be so careful to save the wheat, because the wheat is not his anymore. So since there's such a chashash, we say that a person cannot effectively give over movable objects unless the buyer takes possession. Even though midaraisa mois is koinais, but midrabanan, you need mashicha. Rav Shlokesh says no, even midaraisa mashicha is koina, like it says in the pasuk, yisimku mimka lamisecho, shikona miyadamisecho. So we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that midaraisa mois koinais, but midrabanan, you need mashicha. And when it comes to the kinyan of chametz, we, although in a regular day-to-day sale, it doesn't really make such a big difference if the kinyan that we used is a kinyan of that's valid midaraisa, or a kinyan that's valid midrabanan. Because soif kol soif lamaisa, at the end of the day, the article did transfer ownership even midrabanan. However, when it comes to selling chametz, when the Torah says, do not have possession, do not own the chametz, if we're only going to use a kinyan that's deraisa, that's a kinyan derabanan, what comes out is midaraisa, there was no kinyan done on the chametz, and according to in the Torah's eyes, the chametz still belongs to you. Now the Gemara Mechayrus explains to us that when it says in the Pasuk, Yisimkur Mimkar Amisecha, it's coming to tell you that this kinyan is a kinyan which is a kinyan for Jews, Lami Secho. And whatever kinyan it says in the Pasuk, that the other kinyan will be a kinyan for a Gentile. When it comes to a goy, you have to use the other kinyan. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says that the Torah Mois Kinyas by a goy, you need Mashicha. Says the Ktzois, what the best thing to do in order to make sure that this Chametz gets out of our Rishos, which is the job of all the Rabbanim, which they're very nervous and they want to make sure that it's done 100% proper, because they have the achrayas of the tzibur. The entire city is relying on them to remove the chametz from their possession. So, says the Tzai Zechashin, we have to do both. We have to do the kinyan of mois, kinyan of kesef. We also have to do the kinyan of meshicha. Now, we know it's very hard sometimes to do a meshicha on everybody's chametz. People have chametz in warehouses in different cities. People have chametz of stocks of different companies, or they own major shares in huge companies, and it's nearly an impossibility to do a meshicha on every single piece of chametz. So we have to try to find another way to effectively remove the chametz from the yid's possession and get it over to the guy's possession. Now we'll go through what the Ktzois goes through also, and the Mishnah Berurah also in Hilchos Pesach, talks varichas about how exactly to make this kinyan. We'll go through step by step a few kinyanim to see if these are kinyanim that we could use in this very interesting transaction. There's a kinyan called kinyan chatzar. If anything comes into my hand, I automatically own it, even if I don't have das, even if I don't have in mind to be kinyan, but if it's in my hand, I could be it's automatically mine. If a mitziah falls into my chatzar, likewise, if something, a lost object, a bird that dies and falls into my chatzar, my courtyard, that courtyard could be koina on my behalf and acquires anything inside the courtyard. It's an extension of my hand. So says it says the question, we can technically, how can one acquire a chatzar? How does one acquire real estate? With kesef. That's hand down. Everybody agrees that in order to acquire real estate, that's done by giving over cash. So says the Tzai Zechayshin, let us give cash to the goy. Let the goy give us cash. Let the Gentile give us money. And he will, with that money, make an effective kinyan on all the courtyards that the chametz is lying throughout the world. And through that, the chametz itself will go over and will belong to the chatzar. Says the Tzai Zechashin, that's not so simple. Because the Gemara Bava Metzia says that the key of chatzar, the way it works is, It's not merely an extension of my hand, but it's my hand's messenger. Some hold that chatz is mitam shlichus. The way chatz works is that a chatz becomes the messenger of a person, of a person's hand. And we know that ein shlichus la'akum. A goy, a Gentile, cannot become a shliach, and he can also likewise not make a shliach. So he cannot employ the powers of the chatzar to be kind of for him all the chametz that's in all the warehouses throughout the world. Says the Tzeis HaChoshen, how about Kinyan Agav? We mentioned this Kinyan Agav, the Kinyan we mentioned earlier, that a person could acquire the real estate, and through the real estate, even a small piece of real estate, he could acquire the tuffel, the metalton, which could go along with him, be schlepped along with the karka. This could go over. So let the goy take possession of a piece of real estate, even a dollar by dollar, a small 4x4 piece of real estate somewhere, and with that he should acquire all the chametz throughout the world. Says the Tzeis HaChoshen, we see in our Tosfos today in the Afid Beis Amud Aleph that this kinyan of Agav is only a kinyan midrabanan. And we said earlier, although there is a big machloikis in the Poskim, if a kinyan midrabanan is mahani l'doraisa, is a kinyan which is only a valid kinyan midrabanan, does it have the effect, and can it transfer the ownership that it would get transferred even in the eyes of the Torah, and thereby alleviating us of the mitzvah of the Isser of Bali Rabbal Yamotze. Says the Tzoyis that since it's a machloikis, if a kinyan that's the Rabbanon can have enough validity and enough strength to be considered a valid kinyan even in the eyes of the Torah, we'd rather stay away from kinyan Agav, because we have to find a kinyan that's valued as a kinyan de Oiraisa. Not only that, says the Tzoyis HaChoshen, there's a Sma and an Ir Shushan, two great poskim in Siman Samach Vops of Kodan Aleph, to talk about Mechir Ashtarois. When a person wants to buy a document, buy a loan document from somebody, there's a Machloikis Rishonim as to if a person can actually buy a loan document from his friend. Can a loan, can an Achrayis, an obligation from one person transfer over and alleviate the original borrower from his shibud, from his responsibility to pay back, and transfer over to that the actual debt is now indebted to the new buyer? And we paskim midrabanan, a person can make a mechir shtaris. There's a takana that Taisa talks about. Says the Sma that since it's only a takana, any time there's a kinyan that was made as a takana to help along business and to help people with their kinyanim, such a kinyan does not help for a goy, because for a goy the chachamim were not masakin such a thing. So likewise says the Tzeis HaChoshen in our Agav, since it's a kinyan d'rabbanan and it's the takana that it should work, it's not a real kinyan d'oraisa, so such a kinyan would not work for a goy. So you have two problems. First of all, it's only the kinyan d'rabbanan. At best, it's a kinyan d'rabbanan and it cannot work for chametz. And even if it could work for chametz, even according to the shitas that hold kinyan d'rabbanan mehani l'doraisa, it cannot work by a Gentile, because the chachamim were not masakin such a kinyan to help a Gentile. Says the Tzeis HaChoshen, we find the Gemara in Baba Basra a kinyan called kinyan oidisa. If I would like to effectuate a kinyan and get something over from me to you, the Gemara suggests that I can say that I am in front of two edim. I am moide. I admit hoidas baldin. That should be valid as if there's 100 edim, 100 true and good concurrent edim that are all testifying that this let's say this chametz belongs to the goy. So since I'm moide that it belongs to the goy, I admit. So that admittance makes it the goy's itself. It's a very interesting kinyan. It works that even though I'm admitting it's something that really never happened, till I said my admittance, the chametz and whatever the article did not belong to the buyer. The article belonged to the seller. But through that, the fact that I'm saying I admit that this is true and I admit that it belongs to the buyer, that alone effectuates a kinyan and it goes over. So let's give the chametz over to the goy through a kinyan oidisa. Now, the kinyan Edisa, in and of itself, is a questionable kinyan. There's a machlokes ktsos sivus, exactly how it works. Does this Edisa work for other... Does it work in a way that we view the fact that he said it belongs to him? Does it belong to the buyer? Merely because after his admittance, he cannot be believed to say that it's his. But really, it doesn't go over. It's just that now that you admitted that it's his, it's too late, and now Bezdin will view this as the buyer's. So it's just like a technical way of getting it over and putting yourself into a predicament that you cannot take it back, because after your admittance, it's too late, and now the world, Bezdin, and the rest of the rabbinic world view this article as belonging to the buyer. But it doesn't actually go over, and the nafka minah would be the beginning of Pesach. You're right, in Choshen Mishmedik Alochois, we view this as if it went over. But did it really go over? Or is it just that we have no power to take it out of the buyer's hands? If it really went over, so then it works for Pesach also. But if it didn't really go over, it's just the fact that you admitted that it's his, that disables us from taking it away from him, but it didn't really go over. So in Hashem's eyes, this is really chametz that belongs to the Yid on Pesach, and that's a problem. So the Tzais moves on to the kinyan, what's called Ksitumta, and that's what I was referring to before about the Rabbanim, that each Rav would go ahead and do the kinyan that was valid in their city, and it's really more like a minig, and it's a minig of Yisenu, that's how their father and their grandfather would give over the chametz, one with a beer hug, one with an Eskimo kiss, one with a handshake, like we know. All these are called kinyan Situmta, that any kinyan that's considered a kinyan in the marketplace, that this kinyan is the way that people in specific fields effectuate sales. Like in the diamond business, we know that the mazlum bracha with a handshake is enough to effectuate a sale. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia talks about situmta in the olden days when they used to put a seal, they used to put a sign onto a barrel of wine. That was how the barrel of wine transferred ownership from one person's hand to another. So therefore, that's why we do all these kinyanim, and we try to make every single kinyan possible. We do a kinyan meshicha and kesef and agav and situmta and chotzer and edisa. We try all the different kinyanim possible in order to try to do everything we can to get the chametz out of the reshus of the yid, and it should be a valid kinyan. But it's not a simple task. But since we're dealing with a goy, so the kinyanim of a yid and the kinyanim of a goy are usually two separate things. They're two different things, and every other kinyan presents a specific problem in regards to getting something over to a goy. There's one more kinyan called the kinyan sudr, which we also use, which is the handkerchief, which the Ktzais HaChoshen and the Chassam Sofer call hama'ula shebe kinyanim. That's like the best kinyan possible, to lift the handkerchief, and through the handkerchief, lifting the handkerchief, we say, Kni amanas lahaknois, be kind of this handkerchief, pick it up and do a hagbah on the handkerchief, and through the hagbah of the handkerchief, you should be kind of everything that's stated in these hundreds and hundreds of documents, and that's what we do to try to get the chametz over, to sell the chametz to the guy, so we shouldn't be over the terrible isser of Bal Yeroya and Bal Yimotze.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.